Time now for our player profile, and joining me is Mackenzie Thurston, the alternate captain for the BSU Beavers, a senior out of Ottawa, Ontario. And going back to Friday, though, how hard was that coming out of that game knowing you didn't get that win?
I think that was probably one of the most devastating losses we have this year, because the coach said on the bench, we don't have to win, but we need to get points out of this game, and we couldn't pull that off, so it was really disappointing, and I'm glad we won on Saturday.
You came into Saturday, knew that you had three forward lines. How hard is that to compete at three lines of forwards, three lines of defense, and the other team is stacked?
You know, you'd think that it would be harder than it looks, but we actually love it as forwards. We get to get out there as a consistent shift and really get going and get into the game. So I think it really helped us this weekend for us forwards getting into the game and getting shots, doing what we can do as much as we can.
Well, and for a lot of the players that don't play very often, I know I talked to a few of them before that weekend, and with all the injuries and everything, it gives those younger players and some of the players that don't get a lot of ice time a chance to go out there. How much does that push them?
I think it really pushed them, and I think they did such a good job this weekend for stepping in, and they really had a big weekend defensively, and they really had some good chances too, so it was good to see out of them.
You and three others on your team, Sadie, Emily Erickson, and Natasha Kostenko, all lead in points, 14 points for all four of you. Doesn't sound like a lot, but you're in good company with those three, aren't you?
Absolutely, and they're so fun to play with, and I think that if we continue what we did this weekend, we can all stay up there and keep getting points for the team.
Walk us through Saturday's power play goal game winner. I've seen the pictures of the celebration afterward. Big smiles all around, but walk us through that play and how it happened.
It was a lot of fun, and it feels like it's slow motion. I mean, we watched it in video, but Abby and Dualman really worked hard to get me the puck and just walked into the middle and saw the opening in the corner and was able to actually hit it for once, so it felt really, really good.
You guys were the only Beaver hockey team to get a win this last weekend. Both teams feeling a little snake bitten. Is it just because the league is a little bit harder for you guys this year, or is it because you've got so many new players this year?
I think we've had a hard time playing as a team and getting everyone to really bring out their best component in their game, and so I think this weekend we all really played well together, and I think that's what we need to get more wins, I could say that for the rest of the teams at BSU as well.
That power play goal that you scored was the first power play goal since December 2nd. After the game, I talked to Coach Sertich, and he said, if you hadn't scored, he might have been out of a job. Did he tell you guys that in the locker room?
Yeah, he did. And he said that if we didn't score, he wasn't sure if he would have to fire the players or the power play coach. So we're lucky that we're not the ones getting fired, as you could say. So it was good and took too long, but we finally got it done.
This weekend, you've got North Dakota, a team that you've played well against. Obviously, they've got two key players that we're so looking forward to them graduating at the end of the season. Unfortunately, you won't be back to play against a depleted North Dakota team, but that series in North Dakota, you only had one bad period of hockey. What do you guys need to do this weekend?
Well, like you said, we only had one bad period, but we need to play all six periods this weekend to win both games. And I think those two players, they're great players, but we can shut them down absolutely. So that's what we need to do this weekend.
Looking back at this weekend, talk about the play of Abby Raplansky. I know after Friday night's loss, it's, like you said, probably one of the most deflating losses of the season. As a goaltender, I know for her, probably hard to come back. What did your team tell her after Friday and got her ready for Saturday?
Well, she was pretty upset about the loss, like all of us, but she really kept us in the game. I mean, it could have been a 5-0 game if it wasn't for her, and she really stepped up this weekend, and it was good to see how consistent she played throughout the weekend.
You also got great play from your defensive core. 24 block shots on Friday, 26 on Saturday. Erica Wheelhouse, Tess Dusick led the way for both nights. Talk about the play of those defensemen.
They played great this weekend, and that's what we need out of them as well. You know, if we are going to do the scoring, we need them to block shots and work off of that, and it really builds the team's energy and whatnot, so it really helps us out.
Only a couple weeks left of the regular season and then playoffs. How fast is the senior year gone for you?
Way too fast, just like the four 4 years, and it's going to be bittersweet when it's over, but I think that if we can really push these last 4 weeks, whatever it is, it'll be a good last season, and I'll be happy about it if we can really push hard.
Speaking of senior classes, with the win on Saturday, you guys tied last year's senior class for most wins by a senior class. It's going to make you feel good that you have had so much success in your 4 years.
Absolutely, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without last year's class either, so hopefully we can pull off a few more wins this season and keep that going. It'd be really great for us.
How closely do you guys watch the standings right now as you head into playoffs?
We're watching it, and we're trying to keep an eye on who we want to play, but really we're just going to do whatever we can to keep moving up in the standings, and however the playoff schedule works out, then that's how it'll be.
Good luck this weekend, Kenzie.
Thanks, Kel.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.